For American Family News, I'm Bronson Woodruff. The Supreme Court extended the delay in the criminal case against former President Donald Trump on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election, reducing the chance that Trump could be tried before the November election. In a historic ruling, the justices, in a 6-3 vote, said for the first time that former presidents can be shielded from prosecution for at least some of what they do in the Oval Office. But rather than do it themselves, the justices have ordered lower courts to figure out precisely how to apply the decision to Trump's case. The Supreme Court's also returned a case to the lower courts involving two state laws that tried to limit social media companies' ability to moderate content, this in the name of protecting speech posted on the platform. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal explains.
Florida and Texas both passed laws meant to protect more conservative speech they alleged was more often removed or banned from social media platforms. Social media companies sued to block the state laws, arguing they have speech rights as well and should be able, much like newspapers, to monitor and regulate their own sites. The Supreme Court sent the cases back to the lower courts, though. Justice Elena Kagan wrote the lower courts had not properly considered how the First Amendment applied here, noting these laws wouldn't just impact curated social media feeds, but that Gmail and a site like Etsy, a marketplace for handmade goods, could be impacted as well. Former President Trump had filed a brief in support of the state laws. The Biden administration had filed in support of the tech companies. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Washington, D.C. is scheduled to host the annual NATO summit for the first time since 1999 in celebration of the 75th anniversary of the alliance. When asked about recent reservations from the U.S. regarding Ukrainian membership of NATO, State Department Principal Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said in a press briefing that the U.S. has stood behind Ukraine since day one of Russia's invasion.
Since their brutal invasion into Ukraine, we have taken a number of steps, from export controls, sanctions, to hold the Russian Federation accountable. On top of all that, we, of course, have offered so much support to our Ukrainian partners when it comes to security assistance, economic assistance.
This comes as multiple U.S. bases in Europe and NATO member war bases are being reported to be on extra high alert in the event that Ukraine is granted full NATO membership. This would entail all NATO nations deploying their troops in its defense. Steve Bannon, an ally of former President Donald Trump, is reporting to prison after being found guilty of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena about the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol and for refusing to provide documents about the former president's effort to overturn the 2020 election. Bannon addressed a crowd outside the prison in Danbury, Connecticut. He claims he is a political prisoner.
I'm a political prisoner of Nancy Pelosi. I'm a political prisoner of Merrick Garland. I'm a political prisoner of Joe Biden and the corrupt Biden establishment.
We're told he will serve 4 months in prison. A Texas state senator has a plan for election integrity, AFN's Robert Thornton explains.
Texas State Senator Bob Hall said elections are not secure in Texas and that Democrats have a system that they can manipulate.
We have no way of knowing that the outcomes that are announced by the government eventually were really the result of the intent of the voters. And that happens because there's such a long gap between the time and place that individuals cast their vote and when they get assembled in a final answer in Austin.
He said the votes change hands from the precinct level to the county to the state. He also said there needs to be checks and balances between the local level, the county, and the state.
The problem is created by the current policy that we have of having an early voting period and then an election day, and there's a 3-day gap in between the early voting and election day. And to know what the vote is in the current system, it's impossible to know that.
Hall said 21 states have an in-person voting period with no early voting. His plan includes the use of a zero tape before the polls open on the first day of voting and at the end of each day of the voting period.
To prove that there are no preset votes in the machine.
He is also in favor of paper ballots that can be scanned by a non-computer optical reader for tabulation. I'm Robert Thornton.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.